Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. Sean Stone is with us. He is the digital editor of The Alt, a wonderful new publication that is out and about. And if you haven't read it yet, you really should pick it up and read it from cover to cover. It's worth doing just that. You can also see them online at thealt.com. And Sean, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, Joe. Good morning.
Excellent. Very nice to have you here. So where would you like to begin?
I saw a couple of movies I really liked.
Oh, good.
The first is Hidden Figures, which is the story of the women who were computers. That's what they're called.
Yes.
You're a computer because you compute. This is in the early 60s working for NASA. There's a large group of white women and a large group of African-American women doing this. Of course, separate buildings because, Virginia didn't quite desegregate when everyone told them to. They kind of dragged their feet on that one. It stars Taraji P. Henson as a math genius. And her colleagues are played by Janelle Monáe and Octavia Spencer, and they're all fantastic. Kevin Costner's in it. Jim Parsons gets to play a misogynist nerd, sort of the evil version of the character he plays on TV.
Yes.
And Kirsten Dunst is in it, and it's a very good movie.
Kirsten Dunst is almost unrecognizable in the trailer that I saw.
I didn't even.
I probably will see this movie this weekend. I'm very excited. It looks wonderful.
Yes, it is.
All right, so that is Hidden Figures, not Hidden Fences. Hidden Figures.
Yes, the Bush Girls. You thought the comedy had ended years ago.
No, they can do it too. And then the other movie is Jackie, which I saw as well. What did you think?
I really bought it. I liked it. I didn't know what to expect. I really disliked the trailer.
Yeah.
But I bought it. I bought Natalie Portman as Jackie Kennedy. It's kind of an art film. You know, it's this really intense focus on her in the 2 weeks after the assassination. And it has all these great actors sort of for her to bounce off of, you know, John Hurt and Peter Sarsgaard and Greta Gerwig. But it's really intense. You know what it reminded me of? Remember when Mad Men went all in?
Yes.
On the assassination,
sort of
this immersive episodes? This is like that. It's like the world's gone insane, and she's trying to deal with it.
Billy Crudup plays the reporter, yeah.
Yes.
I have to say, so here's my take on this film, and I thought Natalie Portman's performance was marvelous. I thought it was really good. I didn't know, and this is just my reaction, I didn't know. Here's the thing that surprised me, which was I came out of that film really disliking Jackie Kennedy.
Oh.
And I didn't expect that I found her to be not a very likable character, not a very likable person as portrayed in this movie. So there was that. The other thing that really bothered me, and once I noticed it, it stayed with me for the entire film. Where was Teddy Kennedy? Where were the parents? Nowhere to be found at all. There's a scene where they have the funeral, and it's Bobby, Jackie, and the two kids, and that's it. Where's the rest of the family?
There's a shot where you can tell that the guy is supposed to be Teddy Kennedy, like coming down the steps of the White House, but that's it. And Rose has, two lines?
But I didn't even see in the credits at the end that they had an actor who was, quote-unquote, playing Teddy Kennedy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that bothered me because I know in real life,
right?
They were obviously very much a part of that time. So I thought that was an interesting artistic choice.
Yeah, yeah. I have to say one thing I thought the film got right was you didn't doubt that these were powerful people.
Oh no!
That was really well done because you know how many dumb TV movies have been done about JFK and Jackie Kennedy, and it's like it's a dress up for TV actors. You don't have the sense that there's any sense of gravity at all, and you never doubt that these people are. I mean, when John Carroll Lynch as Lyndon Johnson, when Bobby Kennedy tells him to sit down, and he reacts like, "Sit down." It's like I am. You didn't even say it. It's like I am the president. You don't tell me to do anything,
right? And there were aspects of it that I really enjoyed, but I was surprised because I didn't.
You didn't think that was going to be your takeaway.
I didn't think that was going to be my takeaway. No, I sort of thought of a more Michelle Williams type of wispy character who sort of came in and
right
But that is certainly not what is portrayed.
No,
there.
She's pure steel.
Yeah.
All right. Now we got a bunch of stuff happening this week. Tonight at the Madison Theater in Albany, the Rock Docs film series continues with This is Spinal Tap. This is tied in with the photo exhibit that is at the Albany Institute of History and Art on rock icons. So they're co-sponsoring this.
This is which, by the way, have you seen that show yet?
Yeah.
That's a great show.
Yeah.
Patrick Harbin, wonderful photographer who's been taking pictures of rock's idols for a very long time. So, to see the show and then to see that, really terrific.
Yes.
Good stuff.
And then as the music coming in played, it's Sean Rowe is going to be at the Hangar on the Hudson in Troy Friday night at 8 o'clock. Then there's the Luster King's Elvis birthday show. They sort of been taking this on the road. And this weekend it's at Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs. That's reopened and very successful.
Beautiful looking, by the way.
Yes, the photos are lovely. I can't wait to get there. Curtain Call Theater in Latham is opening their production of Frederick Knott's Dial M for Murder on Friday. This runs through February 11th. He's going to have two plays running locally because of another community theater I'll mention in a couple of weeks is going to be doing Wait Until Dark.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it's a mini revival.
That's nice.
Friday night at Helsinki Hudson. This is for the adults. It's the Bindlestiff Family Circus Cabin Fever Cabaret, but leave the kids at home. That's at 9 o'clock on Friday night at Helsinki Hudson.
It's a family circus, but don't bring the family.
Exactly. It's one of those conceptual names.
Yes.
Saturday afternoon and evening, 3:30 and 7:30 p.m. at Proctor's. It's Hypno Hype with Asad Meki. This show is written by Colin Mockery.
Oh, I love Colin Mockery, a very funny Canadian who is a part of the name of the show that I can never think of.
Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah, Whose Line Is It Anyway? Thank you.
So this is a hypnotism show that is going to be, I guess the emphasis is going to be on funny.
Yeah.
If he's involved, you know.
Very funny.
They're not going to be taunting you. Or maybe they will. And then Sunday afternoon at the Union College Memorial Chapel. In Schenectady, the Union College Concert Series presents Evan Leroy Johnson, tenor, and Michael Eliason, pianist. They're going to perform Schubert's Die Schöne Müllerin. It's a song cycle about a young man, tragedy, happiness. You know, it's German. You know.
Yeah, all that stuff.
All that stuff. It's free. This is being presented in conjunction with the Curtis Institute, Philadelphia. And then Monday night at Proctor's in Schenectady, it's Fritz Lang's Metropolis, which is just a baddie science fiction movie that you really should see on the big screen once in your life because your jaw will drop.
Right.
Live organ score by Avery Tunningly.
Very uplifting.
Yes.
And that we have just about 20 seconds, but new movies.
Isabelle Huppert just won the Golden Globe for this
That's
performance.
Right. And no doubt this film will be nominated for Best Picture, or Best Foreign Picture.
Yep. Patriot's Day, which is going to be wrenching. Silence, Scorsese's film about missionaries in Japan, also going to be wrenching.
3 hours, 10 minutes.
Well, yes, indeedy. And okay. Live by Night, which is Ben Affleck's gangster movie.
That's a good crop.
It is. I'm surprised.
That's a good crop. We need it for these cold days of winter.
Yes, we do.
Sean Stone is the digital editor of The Alt, thealt.com. You can find out more by going to that address, or you can also go to our website to hear the segment again and to get a link to it, thealt.com. Sean Stone, always great to see you. We'll talk to you next week.
Looking forward to it.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.